home against the Phillies, and the White Sox play the Twins in Minneapolis. Taking a look at our weather, we can expect about a 20% chance of showers today, probably just after 1 p.m. Increasing clouds, highs will be in the upper 50s. For tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 8 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 43. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. And for tomorrow night, mostly clear skies, lows will be near 45. And as a reminder, Wisconsin Public Radio's fall membership drive is underway. You can contribute online at WPR.org, or you can call 1-888-202-2552.
And we welcome you to the Tuesday Morning Show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. And it is a great pleasure to be welcoming into our studios once again a good friend of the morning show, Dr. Deborah Ford, the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Parkside. The last time Chancellor Ford was here, she was sharing the stage, if you will, with two other distinguished figures in higher education here in southeastern Wisconsin, Brian Albrecht, the president here at Gateway, although not for too much longer, and President John Swallow over at Carthage College. And that was such a fun conversation with the three of you. But, of course, there was all kinds of things to talk about regarding the University of Wisconsin-Parkside that we couldn't possibly get to in a crowded program like that. So I'm really glad we can have this conversation today to talk about what is a long list of really exciting good news at Parkside, one thing after another that really indicates the health and vitality of the institution. So, Chancellor Ford, we're glad to have you back on the morning show.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for having me. It is always great to be on WGTD and the morning show with you. And, of course, I remember fondly and really had a good time with both John and Brian. We are great colleagues and collaborators and really excited about what we have been able to do together, and looking forward to meeting Brian's successor at some point and making sure our great partnerships continue.
I have no question in my mind that those partnerships will continue, and of course will very likely become more and more necessary in this complicated landscape we're all navigating together, which it's just great. So one of the things we should talk about at the outset of yet another academic school year at Parkside is the matter of enrollment, and Parkside is indicating very robust fall enrollment, which is very impressive in this current climate. One of the things I wanted to be sure you did, besides kind of giving us the specifics of all that, is also talk about the connection between steady enrollment versus increasing graduation. Because I remember when I read the news release from Parkside about this, the way it was framed was this, it's like this good news, this steady enrollment, despite rising graduation rates. And I think just glancing at those words, I suspect most people reading that news release might not maybe understand the connection between the two, why the one has a real bearing on the other. So if it'd be great if you would explain that connection.
I'm happy to, and thanks for asking. And we are in, I guess, our third week of the semester. Classes started on September 7th, and the energy on campus is great. I really, really hope that folks feel that same energy. It's so nice to have our faculty and our students back. And in terms of enrollment, one of the things we reported on in a previous show is record-setting graduation numbers at UW-Parkside. So during a global pandemic, we graduated the largest classes in university history. And so we have more people actually finishing their degrees and going on to what is next in their lives than we do having, you know, coming in. And so for us, the only area that's down just a little bit is continuing students. That means that the same number of students that were enrolled and then they continue their degrees. Well, they're not continuing because they graduated. But what we're seeing, we're really pleased to see the increasing number of new students, both freshmen as well as transfer students. The transfer students to Parkside this year, up 20% over last year.
Wow.
And what's also exciting about that is Gateway is our number one feeder. Of course, College of Lake County in Illinois, just south of us. But we're also seeing just under half of the transfer students are coming from a four-year college or university.
Huh.
And we're excited about that because one of the things we know, when our transfer students come to Parkside, they finish at UW-Parkside.
Wow.
So enrollment is steady, and the trends are exceptionally positive.
Wow, that's great. I know that this latest graduation class, if I read the release correctly, is the third consecutive record-breaking graduating class. And I think that was part of kind of an initiative to really try to get those graduation numbers boosted.
Absolutely. And that's the bold goal that we have at the university that we set during our 50th anniversary as a university in 2018-19, and our bold goal is to increase the number of graduates by 50% by 2025. And at the end of the 2021-2022 academic year, so with the May graduation class, we are literally halfway to that 2025 goal, and we are literally halfway to achieving the bold goal of increasing the number of graduates by 50%. So the momentum is moving in the right direction.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, and that is a bold move, bold goal. Some might say audacious, actually. But how exciting that you're already seeing such a move in that direction.
Yeah, and Greg, when we set that bold goal, there were lots of reasons around that, but one of the most important is that we recognize that our employer partners across every industry here in Southeast Wisconsin, they are looking for ready talent with college and university degrees, those from here at Gateway Technical College or at Herzing University or Carthage College. And we know that the college attainment rate at both the associate and baccalaureate levels lag a little bit here in Southeast Wisconsin. So we're trying to do our part to make sure that we have the ready talent for the needs here in our region.
That reminds me of something else I read about the University of Wisconsin Parkside, that when you are looking at your current student body, I believe I read 56% of current UWP students are first-generation college students, the first in their families to attend college. And I know from where I teach at Carthage, we have numbers that are also significant. I'm not sure that they're quite that high, but I mean, that is really remarkable. I mean, it speaks to what I know you talk about quite a lot in terms of the heart and soul of why UW-Parkside is there in terms of transforming people's lives and elevating them to new possibilities.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's really about transforming lives, and I would say generations of lives. I, too, am a first-generation college student. That is one of the things that attracted me to UW-Parkside. And to know that 55-56% of our students are the first in their family to earn a university degree, it brings just so much pride to me, to our administration, and certainly to our faculty and staff. And we have the highest percentage of first-generation college students in the UW system.
Wow.
And it is something that we celebrate with all of our students and their families, especially when they go through commencement. It's quite the celebration, as you can imagine.
That's really, really terrific. I suppose that one thing that maybe is tied up with that is that when you have first-generation college students, it's possible, certainly not in every single case, but possible that some of those students might need perhaps a little extra support in the sense of maybe embarking on college, not necessarily knowing what college is all about or kind of the dimensions of the challenge. I mean, I'm just surmising that for someone with parents who did not have a college experience, they might not necessarily walk through the door on the first day armed with the same information as somebody else. And so I suppose that presents some interesting challenges and opportunities.
Yes, and I think I look at that as the opportunities that it presents, and that's why from the very beginning, right, the admissions counselors and recruiters are helping students to understand how to navigate the college and university experience, what are the different processes through the application process, how do you apply for financial aid and scholarships, how do you register for new student orientation, everything at UW-Parkside that we do to help that student make that decision and then ultimately matriculate, it's all very intentional. And one of the things I might mention is earlier this year, we received our second Title III grant from the federal government, and we have been able to hire additional success coaches. So a success coach is someone who really, I think, takes the handoff from the admissions team and then helps the student through the matriculation process, and then we'll meet with our new students, both freshmen as well as transfer students, throughout this academic year to make sure that they have the right support, also know what resources are available to them, and it's someone in addition to their academic advisor that really helps them on that path towards their degree. And it's a 5-year grant, and we're excited to have some extra, really extra support and extra hands at UW-Parkside.
Great. For those of you just joining us, I'm speaking today on the morning show with Dr. Deborah Ford, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Parkside, our higher education neighbor to the north here at Gateway. And we're talking about all kinds of really exciting things. A little later in the hour, we're going to be talking about some of the beautiful renovation work that's been done on the Parkside campus, most of which I have not yet seen with my own eyes, and I'm excited to see with my own eyes. We'll get to that later. But first, I think a smoother segue from what we were just talking about is to give you a chance to crow about some of the really wonderful awards that Parkside has been recently given, including a very high ranking given to Parkside when it comes to matters of diversity and also social mobility. Let's talk first about the simpler of those two terms. I mean, it's not completely simple, but I think most people listening have the gist of when a school is lauded for its diversity. We know at least something about what that's about. But that award is specifically talking about what? Faculty, student body, maybe both or neither?
Actually, that's the recent rankings from the U.S. News and World Report. And we are very proud to report that UW-Parkside ranked 5th among public universities in the entire Midwest in terms of diversity. And what they are measuring is the diversity of the student body.
Hmm.
And 36-37% of our total student body is represented by Latina, Latino, and African American, a little bit of growth in American Indian. But we're very excited about those trends. And again, we have the most diverse student body in the UW, and one that we continue to work on. And one of the goals that we have related to diversity is us together, right? But we are on a path to become the most inclusive campus as well.
Hmm.
And we want to make sure, particularly because we know that underrepresented minorities often do not succeed or earn their college degrees at the same rate as white and Caucasian students. And so we have set a goal. We have joined the Moonshot for Equity with Carthage College, with UW-Milwaukee, with Milwaukee Area Technical College to not only close the equity gaps, but to eliminate them.
Mm.
And we're all working towards that goal to give all of our students across our region the opportunity for quality and an exceptional experience in higher ed. And so being recognized as the fifth public comprehensive university across the Midwest is something we're very proud of.
And very rightly so. In that same set of rankings from U.S. News and World Report, Parkside finished very high for something called social mobility. Now, there's a term that's not quite as familiar as diversity. Explain what is behind that term and what makes you so proud about Parkside when it comes to this particular marker.
Right. Well, social mobility in the U.S. News and World Report ranking measures how institutions elevate the standard of living for low-income students.
Mm.
And at UW-Parkside, a large number of our students rely on the Pell Grant from the federal government to help fund their higher education experience. And it's a wonderful grant program. And so with that, students who use a Pell Grant, they're measuring their social mobility. How well do they do after they earn their degree, give back to the community, and pursue whatever industry? So we are fourth among public regional comprehensive universities across the Midwest. Again, the highest ranking for diversity and social mobility among the UW campuses, and among the top in the state of Wisconsin.
And I know that when it comes to this Midwest region that you're referring to, that's 12 states and the public colleges and universities in them. So that means a lot to stand out in that bigger crowd.
That's right. And I think also, Greg, when I think about these rankings and where we, you know, rank in terms of fourth and fifth, it really is the mission of UW-Parkside. It is who we are as an institution. And so to have this national recognition, it further validates the important work that we do, the mission that we have, and really our focus around transforming lives.
Hmm. Terrific. While we're talking about all the trophies that are crowding your trophy case at Parkside, another that caught my eye was when Parkside. I really do know the difference. Parkside received an award from the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, their award for excellence and innovation for student success and college completion. And I suppose that harkens back to these escalating graduation rates that you were talking about, and the important work that Parkside has done in terms of making some real breakthroughs there.
Yes, and so the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, known as ASCU, is 400 colleges and universities across the country, mostly regional comprehensive universities, just like UW-Parkside. And they have a series of awards that they award at their annual meeting that will come up here in November of this year. And we were selected as the 2022 ASCU Excellence and Innovation in Student Success and Completion. And again, recognition of the work that we are doing to improve student success, to help more students earn their university degrees from UW-Parkside, and the progress that we are making on our bold goal to graduate even more folks with the UW-Parkside education and degree. And I am beyond excited and give so much credit to the team at UW-Parkside, our provost, Rob Dukoff, Deanne Pacell, the associate provost for student success, Tammy McGuckin, vice chancellor for student affairs and enrollment services, and all of the folks at the university who have worked so hard. This is an institutional award and really goes to the UW-Parkside learning community. So I am beyond thrilled.
With good reason. And I love how the award is named the Excellence and Innovation Award because, you know, it kind of points to a couple of things. I mean, excellence, we all understand that, of course, but also the idea that to achieve that excellence, chances are, especially in this challenging climate, some innovation is required. So it's not just doing what you've always done, but figuring out new and better ways to do what you're doing in order to achieve these great successes.
Yes, and we've done that's a really interesting point because so many of the strategies, I wish I could say it was one, right? More intensive advising, okay, that helped, right? The student success coaches helped us to improve the outcomes for our students, help them stay on the path to degree. The making sure that we're looking at our data and using our data to drive decision making. We did some work in terms of creating math pathways and then some supplemental instruction for courses where students tend to maybe struggle a bit. We have also launched a campaign called 15 to Finish. So if you take the number of credits in an average degree program and divide that by the 8 semesters, it's 15 per semester. Well, UW-Parkside students, and I know Gateway Technical College students and even some students at Carthage, you know, they have other things going on in their lives besides just going and pursuing their degrees. And so it's 15 per semester or it's 30 across an academic year. And we're seeing more students take courses in the summer and the winter. But helping them to set that intention. If I do 30 a year, then I'm on my path to my degree. So we have worked really hard as a university to bring some of those promising student success practices to the university. But now what we're trying to do is make sure we get all of those to scale and really help close those equity gaps that are so really pervasive and persistent across higher ed.
Yeah. For those of you just joining us, I'm speaking today with Dr. Deborah Ford, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Parkside, and we're talking about all kinds of really gratifying success stories that are part of the Parkside story right now in terms of robust numbers and all of these awards. And now we're going to get to something that I know you are just so excited to talk about, which is some of the really spectacular renovation that has occurred on the Parkside campus. And I know you just had an event that unfortunately I had to miss. I was really hoping to be able to swing up for the Wiley Hall grand reopening on September 15th. I did not know Mr. Wiley, but I knew Harriet Wiley very well from her many years of devoted service to the Kenosha Symphony Board. So I've always had a very warm place in my heart whenever I walk through Wiley Hall, thinking about Harriet Wiley and her husband and her family's legacy for Parkside. But anyway, so this grand reopening of Wiley Hall occurred on September 15th, and I want to give you an opportunity to explain just all that there is to see in Wiley Hall now.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you. And thank you for mentioning Harriet Wiley and Chancellor Wiley. As you know, Wiley Hall is named in honor of our first Chancellor, Irv Wiley, and his daughter and daughter-in-law were actually at the grand reopening.
Oh.
And so it was nice to have them join us for the grand reopening and the naming of the Brookwood Foundation Main Place. And so I have to go back in time just a bit to talk about how significant sort of the reopening of Wiley Hall is. So it was in the 2017-2019 biennium that the state legislature funded and provided $35.4 million to do a renovation and really mechanical overhaul of Wiley Hall. So we had some issues. It's a 50-year-old building, and we really needed to do some upgrades. And most of the work was the mechanical systems on the D2, D1, and L1 levels. But since we had to get behind walls, we decided to take a number of walls down. And so we have opened up a new entrance to the library. We have created a coffee shop in the library known as Book and Brew. And Greg, I want you to know you are my guest at any time to come and see the amazing transformation of Wiley Hall. But one of the most significant parts that we were able to do, and we opened a year ago in October, it'll be a year, is the Callahan Family Student Success and Learning Commons, where we really repositioned all of the support services. And in Zone 3, we have financial aid, the cashier's office and the registrar's office all working together. In Zone 1, we have the Parkside Academic Resource Center, right front and center when you come in. We also, Zone 2 would be the Career and Advising Center, along with Student Support Services and the Al Guskin Business and Community Engagement Center, as well as International Student Services. So when you walk in this space, and I just can't wait for you to see it, it is wide open, very, very accessible for students. And a couple of things I love about the reopening of Wiley Hall is that when students walk in, they're like, okay, something's different. And when our former students who had not been on campus for a while come in, and they're like, okay, what happened? This looks great. And graduates, of course, are jealous that it looks so great today. And a couple of other things I would want our listeners to know, because the funded by the state legislature, thank you so much for our local delegation, because they worked really hard to make sure that this project was funded in the state budget several years ago. The work was done by local contractors. Camozzi was the general contractor. Lee Mechanical did all the mechanical work, and Decker did the electrical work. In the since May of 20, so just over 2 years ago, there's been about $70 million worth of investment in the infrastructure at UW-Parkside. This was the largest part of that. A lot of it is behind the scenes. It's health safety, it's utility tunnel, it's fire safety suppression system. But if you were not on campus during really the height of the pandemic, you didn't know that all of this construction was taking place.
Right.
And so a lot has happened at UW-Parkside, and then, of course, the renovations and upgrades we did in the DeSimone Arena and the Sport and Activity Center. So come and visit UW-Parkside. See what has happened in the past 2 years. And I really, really, really want to thank our state and many, many philanthropists who have helped make these upgrades and this transformation of the learning environment possible.
Great. And it's nice to hear that. I mean, you could easily spend $35 million and have it not be essentially visible to the public. It can be, you know, just heating ducts and other kinds of non-sexy things that are important, but also essentially invisible to the eye. And it sounds like while there was some of that that was necessary and part of this, that a lot of this is the kind of thing where you walk in and your jaw drops from just how beautiful it all is. And it's not like it wasn't beautiful before.
Right.
But, I mean, even more visibly striking and usable.
Right. And I think that's the key, right? It is designed for today's learning environment. And that's what our students desire. And it really was designed. And when you look at what the architects envisioned and how it turned out, it is almost exact. And the architects were back on campus for the grand reopening on September 15th. And they really, you could see them just smiling and beaming and listening to how the Director of Scholarships and Financial Aid, Christina Clemens, talked about how this new environment is supporting the students, how the teams are working together, how Anna Static from the library talked about the upgraded lighting and how much students love the lighting, the new spaces. We have greater space efficiency because of this renovation. It went down to the concrete pillars. And I had an opportunity during the construction to go through about every month and really see what was happening. And so if folks are interested, all of this is available on the website. We had GoPros throughout the renovation, the little video cameras, and so that we could see when they took out the old heating and air infrastructure and put in the new. So there's some really interesting things you can kind of take a look at in seeing really the new and improved Wiley Hall and, of course, the Brookwood Foundation main place.
And so we go to uwp.edu and we can find some of those images?
Under Wiley Hall.
Very good. Wonderful. And I know the work is still going on, and I was just in Talent Hall across the road just a few days ago, and that's kind of torn up, but it looks like it's some exciting stuff's going on there as well.
Yeah, so a couple of things we're doing across the campus is we're also putting in some new fire safety suppression system. This is another project funded by the state, and so most of what you see right now is a lot of the fire safety suppression system, sprinkler system, as well as fire safety doors. And then we are hoping that Talent Hall will become the location for our new master's in physician assistant, a new program that was approved by the Board of Regents at its August meeting just last month, and our dean in the College of Natural and Health Sciences has brought forward the plan, again, with the support of the community, our local healthcare partners. And so we are beginning that process to design the space, build out the space, and, of course, have our first students in our master's program to prepare physician assistants in a few years. So excited.
With good reason. So that it looks like the hope is for your first students in that program maybe in the fall of 2024. I mean, depending on how things go.
Yeah, so one of the things about this particular program, anything in the health sciences, we're following the pathway to be an accredited program. And there are certain milestones that we have to meet with the accrediting body in advance. And I can assure you that Dean Otu and Associate Dean Lewis and our faculty are following that very, very closely. And Dean Otu has a advisory board made up of current physician assistants and I would say healthcare leaders to help guide us in that process. But we're going to do everything right to be ready. And I can tell you there is already demand, great demand for physician assistants. And we are, with our strength in preparing healthcare professionals, we know that this will be a winning program, not only for the university, for our students, but particularly for our community.
Right. In the news release, they made mention of this being an exciting addition to the pre-health program at Parkside. Can you explain what that term means, the pre-health program?
Yeah, so one of the things that UW-Parkside is known for over the decades is its success in preparing graduates for the health professions, be that medicine, dentistry, podiatry, optometry, veterinary science, physician assistants, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and nursing. And so across the decades, and you've heard me say on your show that at UW-Parkside, 89% of the students who apply to get into the health professions get in. And medical school is one of those. So the national average for students applying to medical school is about anywhere from about 38 to 42%. At UW-Parkside, your chances of getting into medical school is 89.
Wow.
So it's the strength that one of our signature programs is pre-health. So you can major in applied health sciences, you can major in biology, chemistry, any of the sciences, really in any degree program to go on to the health professions. But that pre-health dimension really positions students for, you know, outstanding success. And I can tell you for the the physician assistant is one that our graduates who are now physician assistants, they're like, I'm so happy UW-Parkside has added this to the program array. And then we also have medical lab sciences in our pre-health program array, and that's in partnership with Frederick South. And then we're adding some, I believe, in radiology, and that would be in partnership with Ascension. And then, of course, Aurora Advocate is another strong partner in our pre-health program.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Dr. Deborah Ford, Chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Parkside. I know that something that is quite exciting that has just been announced is an addition to what's known as PACC, P-A-C-C, Parkside Access to College Credits. This is a program that's been around for a few years, since I think 2016. but something kind of new and exciting is being folded into this program. Explain what the change is.
Yeah, so one of the trends that we're seeing across higher education, and something that Gateway has done exceptionally well for many years, is offer college-level or university-level credit in high schools. And the dean of the College of Social Sciences and Professional Studies, Peggy James, brought forward an idea of how can we work to have more of UW-Parkside courses taught in the high schools where students can earn that college credit. So it's in addition to advanced placement. And so it's called PAC, Parkside Access to College Credit. And Denise Olstinski leads this program, has built partnerships with many of the high schools across our region. And previously, students had to pay about $100 a credit. But we realized that that was a barrier for some of our students that were in high school. And so we worked closely with UW System Administration and received some grant funding so that they would help us to provide, you know, tuition grants for these students to be able to take college-level courses, university-level courses from UW-Parkside while in high school. And so they've given us a grant for 1 year. We, as an institution, believe so much that this is a pathway to help students earn college credit early and bring that to UW-Parkside that we are also investing in providing grants. So for the this year and the next two, we will be providing grants to the students to be able to earn and learn while in high school and earn that college credit. Why is this important? Because we know that those students who take college-level courses in high school get on the pathway to either come here to Gateway Technical College, where I'm sitting this morning, or certainly to UW-Parkside. And we see it as a way for us to increase educational attainment across our region and to improve the college-going rate. It builds that confidence that, yes, indeed, I, too, can earn a university degree. So we're excited about this. And I have to report that the enrollment in the PAC program is up 124% over the numbers last year. So this initiative is paying off. And we really want to thank our partners at KUSD and RUSD for working with us. And I know that there'll be many more opportunities. And we'll have more and more students literally bringing, you know, up to a full semester of credit to UW-Parkside when they start.
Terrific. Do I understand that this is also something offered in Burlington and Wilmot?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it's across the whole region. So it's both in Kenosha County and Racine County.
Wonderful. I know also that Parkside is soon, I think within a year or so, to be engaged in a tuition promise program that is also incredibly exciting and really speaks to a lot of what you've been talking about already in terms of opening some doors to students who otherwise might not be able to experience all that Parkside has to offer.
Yes, so at UW-Parkside, we've had the Parkside Promise Plus program that has supported students that after we apply their federal and state financial aid, it's a last dollar scholarship that funds tuition and fees. And our Parkside Promise Plus also had wraparound services to support our students, like we talked about before, student success coaches, financial aid advisors, and then even some additional curriculum to support them. But earlier this summer, the University of Wisconsin System announced a system-wide tuition promise program. And so this will be implemented in for the upcoming class, the fall of 2023 class, where it will be a last dollar scholarship for students, incoming freshmen and transfers that qualify in terms of their estimated family contribution. So it's built and modeled after Bucky's Promise at UW-Madison. And President Jay Rothman and the chancellors all agreed that this is something we need to do statewide. It is not something that could just be for the campuses that can afford it. And so we are all investing and working with our students because we know that and we want the students from across Wisconsin to enroll at our institutions. And so we're excited to be a part of this program. And I know that the Wisconsin Tuition Promise will be a game changer for many students and families because we indeed will make higher education more affordable because that is what our state needs, and our employer partners and all industries want students to have that education post high school, and be that in a partnership with the technical college and then to a UW, or be that directly to the UW. We want to have all options available, and the Wisconsin Tuition Promise is another vehicle to support our students and their families.
Fantastic. I wanted to be sure that we took a moment or two at least to talk about the wonderful foreign film series at Parkside, which has been around for nearly 40 years. And it's important for us to acknowledge this. I recently had Dr. Joseph Benson on, who is now the coordinator of the foreign film series. But his illustrious predecessor has just stepped down. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to say a word about this really priceless legacy.
Yes, well, certainly Professor Norm Cloutier, an amazing professor, leader at UW-Parkside, he was the second person to actually lead the foreign film series, but he was an early adopter. There's a great story about Norm on our website. And after he retired a few years ago, he did stay on as the leader of the foreign film series. And the foreign film series, for those listeners who don't know, you need to check it out. Great series of films offered over, I think, 6, 7, maybe even 8 times now across the weekends. It's the best ticket in town.
It's an incredible bargain. I mean, the whole season, $30.
Okay.
I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, I thought it was 25, but okay, it's 30 now.
I think it's 30, but I mean, that's still just an amazing bargain when you think about all of these films, many of them difficult to get access to, seen on a big screen. Yep. I mean, it's back in the theater. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yes, so please come out to UW-Parkside and see the foreign film series. But really, thank you to Norm. Thank you to Professor Cloutier for shepherding the program. It is probably the single most UW-Parkside initiative that I hear about in the community because so many people are fans of the foreign film series, and they're so excited that it's back and that we're back in the cinema in the UW-Parkside Student Center. And I also want to say thanks to Norm because he did a lot of other things on campus. Not only is he an outstanding professor, I hear stories from from students. Actually, one of our new foundation board members is one of his former students, and she talked very fondly about his courses. But Norm was also the faculty athletic rep for many years at UW-Parkside. So he really partnered with me and with our intercollegiate Ranger Athletics program. And it really helped our faculty understand the work that our student athletes do on behalf of the university in the classroom and outside of the classroom. So Norm is missed. And when he stepped down from the foreign film series, it kind of left, I would say, a little hole. But I'm really happy that Professor Benson is now leading the foreign film series and working with our patrons and really, really bringing such a cultural asset to our community and certainly to our university.
Absolutely. And I want to mention that this current season, I think there have been 2 films now that have been screened. This is the final season in which Professor Cloutier had a hand. I mean, he and Professor Benson worked together to select these particular films. So his direct impact on the foreign film series is still present for this current season, and there'd be no better way to honor him than to secure a ticket and go see some of these wonderful foreign films as this current season unspools.
Yeah, and I would like to say, I mean, I think his handprints and fingerprints will be on the foreign film series forever.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, too, that the films are actually selected by the viewers. And everybody participates in a survey and helps to really, you know, think about and select the films. So if you're interested in foreign films, make sure you check it out at UW-Parkside.
Right. In fact, that was in the conversation I had with Professor Benson. That's one of the things he really took time to say, is that it was really important to Professor Cloutier that these be films that the public was going to enjoy. And of course, it's really easy when you're overseeing something like that to kind of make it your own little pet project and the quirky things that you happen to like yourself. But he really wanted to look beyond that and really serve the whole community. And that was really important to him in the selection of these films.
So, absolutely.
He has a lot to be proud of. Looking forward, looking ahead, I know that among other things, there's a 40th anniversary coming up at Parkside that you want to mention to us.
Yes, and so the Office of Multicultural Student Affairs is celebrating its 40th anniversary as an office this year, and we're having a celebration in October, about a month from now, and really want to invite our listeners to join us for the 40th anniversary of the Office of Multicultural Student Affairs, an office that really has supported so many of our students on their pathway to degree. And our students today call the HOMSA, because it is a place where they feel like home. And so many of our graduates say thank you to the leaders of the Office of Multicultural Student Affairs. And when I meet with them, they say, it was HOMSA, it was Damian Evans, April Puryear, Colette and Luis and Amanda, who really helped me and support our students. So I think, you know, Greg, one of the best things about serving as chancellor is meeting our alumni, and they always tell me a story about a UW Parkside faculty member or staff member that influenced them, that inspired them, and really helped them to succeed. So it doesn't get any better than
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Going ahead, I know that, among other things, you are anxious to see who steps into the huge shoes and the huge void left by the retirement of Brian Albrecht, the president here at Gateway Technical College. And I know that whoever that is, you are excited to embark on close collaboration, as there has been such collaboration up until now.
Yes, and so a lot changing in the education space here in our community. So we'll be working closely with Dr. Albrecht's successor. I saw him this morning when I came in here to Gateway Technical College, and I believe candidate number 3 is on campus today, and fourth candidate later this week. So I look forward to really welcoming our new colleague here at Gateway Technical College, just as Dr. Albrecht welcomed me just over 13 years ago. And then, of course, we're going to welcome our new superintendent, Dr. Jeff Weiss, and looking forward to that. And really a big shout out to Beth Ormseth for leading the way over the past few years for KUSD.
So it's exciting days for the University of Wisconsin-Parkside in so many ways, and at the helm, although I appreciate how you are always so careful and quick to spread the credit far and wide, but of course at the heart of so much of the success story at UW-Parkside is Chancellor Dr. Deborah Ford. Chancellor Ford, it is always a great pleasure to have you here on the morning show. Thank you for being part of today's program, and best wishes to you and everybody at the University of Wisconsin-Parkside.
Thank you, Greg, so much, and go Rangers!
Tomorrow on The Morning Show, the author of a new book called Passion Plays, which examines the ferocious devotion that so many Americans, and especially white males have to professional team sports here in our country. And it's an examination of how that passion for team sports often seems to resemble religious fervor. And there are actually some interesting relationships between organized religion and professional sports in our country. And that's explored in this new book, which we'll be talking about tomorrow on The Morning Show. Thursday, Dr. Art Sear offers his analysis of current events and issues. And on Friday, from the archives, a wonderful book about one of the groundbreaking television sitcoms in recent years, Modern Family. We're going to see these sunny skies give way to mostly cloudy skies a little later, with a slight chance of a shower. Today's high, 57 degrees. Overnight low of 43. Sunny tomorrow, again a high of 57 degrees. And it looks like sunshine Thursday with a high of 61. Sunshine Friday, high of 65. Sunshine stays with us through the weekend, as far as I can tell. News is next, and this is WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. NPR News.